Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good afternoon. We'll try this again. Lucas, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, that's absolutely the first time that's ever happened, so I'm not sure exactly. I love technology. It's better when it works. So anyway, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Apparently we have a good connection here now, which is good. I just want to introduce everybody to you. Again, you're Lucas Gower with Tiffin University, and if you want to tell the audience just a little bit about who you are and where you're at in the program and what your goals are for your career.
Oh, absolutely. I'm currently a senior, as he said, at Tiffin University. My major is criminalistics. It's a relatively new program at Tiffin, and it's geared toward the fieldwork side of evidence collection, almost kind of like CSI. I'm a member of the band here at Tiffin and also Theta Eta Omicron, a local TU fraternity. And I'm also involved in other various things around campus. My goals are to eventually get on a local police department, looking out on the suburbs of Columbus or around, as far as that goes, just still looking.
Right. Yeah, well, now's the time to get into it with coming up on graduation. Now's a good time to take the test and then to keep active. And everything that you've done on campus is certainly going to pay good dividends for you, when it comes to the workplace. Criminalistics, really is when we created that program, it looks at the study, to evaluate physical evidence from crime scenes, to the courtroom, and kind of interlinking all the different aspects. So the program is, looks at the legal forms and looks at scientific components as well. So, again, it is a newer program, but I think you've really got in at a good time and have a lot of great opportunities ahead for you with this degree. And so I appreciate, again, calling in early. We've been off schedule a little bit for the past 2 weeks because of the holiday, but again, thanks for calling in, and appreciate all that you do on campus. If you, I believe the person you interviewed is from the U.S. Marshal Service. Can you describe a little bit, the process and some of the things that you did with your interview with your field agent you spoke with?
Yeah, absolutely. So the agent I spoke to, he works for Springfield PD, and he's also on a task force with the U.S. Marshals. He started off, working a lot of nights for Springfield PD and then eventually got approached about this task force. My experiences with him, I did my internship over the summer and worked with him a little bit. It's interesting to see how they go about what they do as part of this task force, tracking down these felony warrants and how they go about finding the individuals. So.
What are some of the – how many agencies – so Springfield is in – what is that, in Franklin County or where does he work? Springfield, is that Franklin? Okay.
It's down by Dayton,
and
Ohio.
Oh, okay. So a little bit – so a little bit further. So how many jurisdictions, comprise of the unit? And how does that work, with jurisdiction and different things like that?
Okay, so the way that Marshall described it to me, it's a task force is comprised of units from various different police departments, and its goal is to bring these police departments together to help bridge those jurisdictional boundaries. And when they become part of this task force, they're sworn in by the Marshall Services. So it's kind of almost like they have two jobs at once. But working with them, what they do is they'll all get together, this task force. They usually go out with about 8 guys. And each guy has his own caseload. And when they go out, they've collected all this background evidence and possible locations for an individual. And when they go out on this task force, they'll take 2 or 3 vehicles and sit and watch locations or go knocking on doors. And they do it together. So they each help each other out with their own caseload. And this the particular unit that he's part of, the task force that he's part of, operates out of Kettering, Ohio, and they cover the Dayton area all the way up to places like Greenville, Versailles, down, not quite to Cincinnati. There's a branch down there as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now is this, how long, and I'm sorry, what's the officer's name again?
Tyler Elliott.
Okay, and what's his background, and how long, what was the process for him to get hired onto the task force?
Like I said, he started off working at Springfield PD. Before that, he went and took college courses at Clark State, and also was in the military for a number of years before that, and
okay.
Used pensions from that to help pay for college. But he was on Springfield PD for 7 years before he got approached about this task force job. And when they did that, he had to go through the U.S. Marshals Academy. And then once that he graduated from that academy, he was sworn in as a U.S. Marshal and was able to operate as part of this task force. And he's been working there for 7 years now.
Oh, really? Okay. So it's more of these task forces are again, I think very instrumental, again, like you said, to kind of tie in and thread in the local jurisdictions along with the federal government, so they're kind of tied together. So it is more of a long-term type of commitment then, too, it looks like.
Oh, absolutely.
Does he ever go back to Springfield, or is he assigned to, the marshal's office, or how does that work being detailed over there?
He divides his time, so like 3 days a week, he'll start 5 a.m. in Kettering with this task force and work there and work that caseload. And the other days of the week, he spends at Springfield working a separate caseload that he has there. And then on those days, he also is collecting evidence, building, profile for this individual. And he said that the biggest help in finding someone is through, one, their criminal record, and two, their social media. He said, if you can get access to those, you can pretty much figure out where any individual is. He said, look for any sort of children and their mothers, because they'll be pissed that he's not around, so they'll tell you where he's at. And then, also you look at past cases, because a lot of these individuals have violent offenses on their record. So you look at the people and go talk to the people that they're against or that filed them, and you can start there, and it's like a building block for tracking down this individual.
For sure. Yeah, social media definitely has become a huge component of an investigative for tracking, fugitives down. And that's one of the things the marshals have been doing for a long time. So, again, using every tool in the toolbox is definitely a necessary and appropriate measure. So as far as like part of that goes, do they have officers that monitor, social media on a regular basis, or what are some other, technology components that they use to track down fugitives?
Aside from having access, like each individual member of this task force having access to their local, police records, they also have access to, Facebook, and they also use several other databases, federal databases, to help track down these individuals and look at, past records, where they have a driver's license at, all these different bits of information. They don't particularly have somebody just watching any particular type of records or even social media. They do it by a case-by-case basis.
Okay. And has he traveled outside of his jurisdiction, or are pretty much all the cases just in that area? And if there's somebody that, say, goes to another part of Ohio or even crosses, into Indiana or something like that from kind of your location there, do they follow, or do they just pass the information along to other jurisdictions?
Again, that's also handled on a case-to-case basis. When I was with him over the summer, we had one individual that had a warrant out for his arrest. He had committed several rapes and misdemeanors and had avoided arrest. And for that one, we actually went outside of, like, his normal jurisdiction to go get this individual. And then another case we had withdrawn while I was with him this summer, the individual was outside of our jurisdiction, but it was not an immediate thing, and he wasn't going anywhere. Like, he was in the hospital at the time when we found him. So one of the other task force that had jurisdiction there picked him up.
Okay.
So they called down to that one.
Okay,
they
so
also
once they're picked up, they stay in their jail? Okay. Go ahead.
They also do joint task force sometimes, like, because these units are comprised of officers from different departments, they sometimes only have two or three members, and if some, you know, they'll send members to different places, or they'll, like, if they've got a high-profile individual they're trying to find, they'll do joint task forces, but that's not very often that they do that.
Okay. And are most people, the prisoners, are they housed in the, like, local jurisdiction, or are they housed with the marshal? Do they have their own facilities at the, like, courthouse or something, or how does that work?
They're put into local jurisdictions. One of the individuals we took him into Dayton and booked him in there at their jail. And then others we took to, you know, a lot of times it was just the closest local jail that we could take him to.
Okay.
They've been found.
And what are the most, like when you worked with them in the summer, which is, again, by the way, a phenomenal experience for you, you know, to be a part of that. What are some of the, I guess, you know, you mentioned, you know, rape and different things. And what are some other cases that you either you worked on or some of the most, you know, common type of, you know, fugitives, you know, the task force goes after?
A lot of them are drug-related. There's also other felonies that, I mean, obviously they're felony warrants, but other crimes. The most prominent is drugs. One of the cases we went on this summer, we were looking for this individual. Didn't even mean to stumble upon this operation, but it was a prior resident of his, and we showed up there. There was drugs all over the place, and so we actually ended up making several arrests there. But it was outside
That's
of, like,
amazing.
What we were trying to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that is the case when you're investigating one thing. There's other crimes or other bits and pieces of evidence that come about that will implicate or include somebody else in as a suspect for something of another crime. So, yeah, a lot of times, you know, especially in these multi-jurisdiction or task force that, these types of cases do develop. So, good. Anything else you can add about your time spent with Detective Elliott or the task force?
If anything, I would just say that, like, these guys are, you know, they work well together and they have fun and stuff, but when it's time to go take someone down or to go bring someone in, it's awesome to see how effectively they work and how efficiently they work together. When they show up at a residence, you know, before we even pull up there, they know what their job is. So whoever's got that case is taking point. They're the ones knocking on the doors. Everyone else is surrounding the house, making sure that all entrances and exits are covered. And you'll roll up to a spot, and as soon as they hit that, as soon as they throw that in park, they're out of the vehicles. You know, they're not giving them any sort of chance to get away. So,
sure, right. Well, good. You know, I mean, the marshal has been around. They're the nation's oldest and law enforcement agency. I think there's just over 4,000, you know, deputy U.S. marshals across the country, and really, are the backbone of going out and taking care of those dangerous tasks, and including local law enforcement. You know, such as the experience that you've had is, pretty progressive, and taking a lot of bad people off the streets, which is certainly a good thing, and I'm glad you had the opportunity to. You know, to work with them and to be able to have that experience. But I appreciate the call, and you have a great day. We'll see you this evening, but great information. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.